Here's my point, and man, I knew I had a point again. I keep having points tonight. What's the deal? It's odd how people think, and people get away with it. I don't get it. Last year in the States, I don't know if you ever heard this story. This is a great one. I love this one. This kills me. You know the story about the two kids that were big fans of this group Judas Priest, and they committed suicide, and the parents of these two kids sued the band Judas Priest. Okay, first of all, two kids, big fans of Judas Priest, commit suicide. Wow. Two less gas station attendants in the world, you know. What? I don't mean to sound cruel here, but I don't think we lost a cancer cure here, you know. Look, there's going to be no delays in the shuttle launch because of this. You understand? They weren't that an integral part. No, no, Bill, you sound so cruel. Fuck them. They were idiots. Get it? Okay. But the point is, they tried to prove that there are subliminal messages on these albums telling you to kill yourself. Let me ask you a quick question, which, by the way, failed to come up at the trial, which they had. What performer wants his fucking audience dead? I don't get the long-term gain here. What are these guys in the band thinking? I'm fucking sick of it. I'm fucking sick of it. Sick of it. What are you sick of? The whole fucking thing. Touring, making $40,000 a night. Free drugs, free booze, stretch limos, penthouse suites. Groupies blowing me down to dusk. I'm in a rut and I want out. I know we have all those shows coming up. I know it sucks. Unless. Ian, Nigel, come in. Oh shit, Nigel, get Ian. Ian, come down. I've had an idea. Let's kill the fucking audience. Nigel, go get a soccer ball. Ian, come here. We're going to kill them. We can think we can go back to our day jobs. We can sell shoes again. Why would they fucking do that? Why would the band do that? Why? Because it's not a band, Bill, Mr. Dressed in Black. Say fuck every other word out of your mouth, cynical humanist you. It's the devil. Oh, well, that's different. The devil. That still exists, that concept? Does it really exist still? The devil? A devil really exists? Does it really, y'all? Well, tell me something. What could oppose God's will? Nothing, could it? It's a delightful little realization.
Nothing could oppose God's will. Nothing.
What about my will?
No.
Okay. Remember a few years ago, is if you played albums backwards, there were satanic messages. Now they're subliminal. Isn't it nice to know Satan's keeping up with all these new technological achievements? What a little busy beaver he is. I picture him at Radio Shack every Monday morning.
What new things do you have for me today?
Remember that a few years ago? You play albums backwards, they're satanic messages. Let me tell you something. If you ever sat around playing your albums backwards, you are Satan. Don't look any further. And don't go ruining my stereo to prove a fucking point. Come here. Listen. Can you hear that? Satan is Lord. Satan is Lord. Amen. It's crystal clear. Check this out. he's in the room or something.
You're Satan!
Satan, destroyer of needles, ruiner of stereos. I am Satan, and I have come to destroy high-fidelity music. You will all listen to 8-tracks.
Ah, the deceiver!